down to our last segment here in the Outdoor Living Hour, talking preserving the harvest. Strong finish here, guys. What are we wrapping up with?
Oh, my gosh. We're wrapping up with freezing. Just stick it in the freezer. I guess we're wrapped. Have a great day.
we
came full circle back to the first thing we talked about, which was how you freeze things, which you kind of skipped over a little bit. You explained it, but what do you actually do when you put your food on the freezer tray?
Actually, what I do, so I pull the peaches, usually right the day before they're ripe, because if I bring them inside and ripen them, I cut them in half, the pit will pop out on the Desert Golds. So I don't put anything on the freezer tray. I just put the peach with the open side up and stick it in the freezer. And 24 hours later, I come back, I pull it out of the freezer and load them in a jar. I always put things in jars and do another batch.
Mm-hmm. So you pre-freeze them before you put them in the jar, so they're not one big clump.
Yes, exactly. They're easy. That way, if I'm making a green drink or a smoothie or something, I can just grab two or three of them out of the jar.
Right. I do that a lot with we used to have this mulberry tree. We had so many mulberries. I just lay them out on a tray, freeze them, and then throw them in a jar. Yeah.
Well, so I have a mulberry tree now, and we have it's the dwarf black mulberry that we have in our fruit tree program, and it makes so many mulberries. I have 6 gallon jars in the freezer of mulberries.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
And they're about a dime size, and they're just absolutely amazing.
Yum.
Yeah. So just freezing them straight is easy. What kind of things do we have to look out for in the freezer?
Well, sometimes, if you leave them too long, you can get some freezer burn.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you're paying attention to what you have in that freezer, you're going to want to eat it anyway because it's so yummy.
Yeah.
So just eat it. Another thing could be a power outage.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you got, your entire garden value in your freezer, right? And then the power goes out. What do you do? Yeah, so just keep that freezer closed.
Mm-hmm.
Do not open it until the power comes back on.
All right. Or get yourself a generator.
A generator. Right. Yeah. So you can have that loud thing running, but you'll keep your food from spoiling.
Yeah.
And another thing that can help is some people like to use those freezer bags.
Oh, uh-huh.
That there's a little machine that goes with it and it takes all the air out of the bag. Yeah. And then, no air can even get in there. So it's a little bit longer lasting preservation. However, the bags are not reusable.
Right.
One thing I tell everyone, I learned how to cook first, right, foremost.
Nice.
Saved a lot of money over the decades doing that. But the one thing I was late on was a vacuum sealer. And when it comes to, now I know a fruit's kind of hard to do because there's a lot of liquid in it.
Yeah.
But you mentioned a bag. I made some black eyed peas on New Year's. I just pulled it out of the refrigerator two days ago.
Oh, nice.
And I kept my fingers crossed. It's all gone. It was as good as the day I
made it. Oh, there you go.
But there was some freezer burn on the top, but it didn't make much difference. But anyway.
Yeah, that's the fantastic thing about this. You don't have to eat everything all at once.
And if you're looking for produce, pay attention to when something's ripe in season in your area. About 8 years ago, I was at a farmer's market, and one of the farmers had big boxes of tomatoes that were kind of getting toward the end of their ripeness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I paid $10 each for two of them. I took them home and I made canned tomatoes. So you can actually, not have to grow stuff and it's out there. You just have to be curious about finding it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you have a citrus tree in your neighbor's yard that's hanging over your fence, it's legal to take those.
Right.
Actually, I talked to my neighbor because his lemon tree hangs over my fence, and he said, take as many lemons as you want. I mean, there's food everywhere in the valley.
Yeah.
Growing everywhere. And we do have some really great services. We've got the Produce on Wheels program.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, where they take stuff that the grocery store doesn't want for some reason or another, and they'll sell you like 60 pounds of it for
$10. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can get a whole bunch of something that's in season and preserve it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
If your neighbor's growing zucchini, that's easy, right?
You're right, exactly.
We're growing zucchini at Sanderson Ford as we speak, it sounds like.
Right? Sounds like you're having lots of fun over there, Romy.
We are, and we will have Farmer Greg back next month in June talking about water harvesting. But you guys were talking about generators, and I didn't want to interrupt the conversation. But I did want to mention one of our partners, Fox Valley Electric, has just developed a three-tiered package that comes with a home backup generator on, if you're already on natural gas, that's a plus, or you have gas installed, comes with solar and battery backup. So all day long, you've got the solar that operates it. If it's ever at nighttime, you've got the batteries that have been charging. The solar's been charging all day, and the natural gas from Kohler that'll kick in. So
Wow. They've
got a three-tiered package. They're actually going to be on next month with us talking about it, that'll keep you completely self-sufficient in any kind of outage.
Once again, thank you so much for having us, Romy.
Always a pleasure. UrbanFarm.com and
UrbanFarm.org.
.org, sorry.
Yes, that's all right.
UrbanFarm.org and the cityfarmingbook.com. Greg Peterson, Kari Spencer, thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. We're live at Sanderson Ford.
Thank you.